The Majority Report with Sam Cedar.
The destiny of America is always safer in the hands of the people than in the conference rooms of any elite.
Sam Cedar.
They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome their hatred.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
The Majority Report with Sam Cedar.
And I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Monday, July 18th, 2016. My name is Sam Cedar. This is the four-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live. Steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today... Oh, put it back up, sorry. Oh, this is the problem with that. Hold on, we got breaking news. Let's try that again. Breaking news. A breaking news event. The 2016 GOP convention appears to actually be happening. There was some question as to whether or not this was going to happen, and it's going to happen. And it almost appears like we are technically prepared for this to happen. At the very least, I can tell you we have a lot of alcohol in the office.
And that is the best way to cover a Republican debate, as we've learned so far, by being drunk and belligerent during all of our debate. Well, I think the convention coverage maybe even more so.
Well, perhaps. But tonight is the first night of the Republican National Convention, Donald Trump's convention. Tonight is the theme is Make America Safe Again. And, of course... As such, we have a list, just part of the prime time program, which is going to follow. Wait, that's Tuesday nomination process. What? What the heck? I should tell you that the Republican National Convention, nothing makes sense on what they've put out. So I don't know. It says Monday, make America safe again. Then in the paragraph below it, it says the speakers below are part of the primetime program, which will follow Tuesday's nomination process. That includes Willie Robertson, the CEO of Duck Commander, of course, Duck Dynasty, Governor Rick Perry, Marcus Nuttrell, who's a U.S. Navy SEAL and wrote the book Lone Survivor, Scott Baio, of course, one of the premier Keep America Safers, and you probably know him as Chachi, unless you are under the age of 45, in which case you probably know him as Charles in Charge, unless you're under the age of 37, in which case you don't know at all who he is. But this is Joni Loves Chachi. I don't think Joni's going to be here this week. And Chachi, of course, is not here because of Chachi Loves Joni or Joni Loves Chachi or Charles in Charge or even Chachi as the Fonz's cousin. No, he's here because he is an actor who thinks that Barack Obama is not an American citizen. So why wouldn't he be here? And also, apparently, his career is not doing very well. Antonio Sabato Jr., who, of course, if you watch General Hospital or The Bold and the Beautiful, probably will recognize him, maybe. And an immigration reform advocate, Marianne Mendoza, because her son died when a drunk driver crashed into him. And apparently the drunk driver was an undocumented immigrant.
Oh, my God.
there's some bank shots here. And, of course, David Clark, the sheriff of Milwaukee County, who is keeping America safe. Let's see, who else? Oh, there's going to be a senator or two. Rudy Giuliani is going to show up. Melania Trump. So I don't know who's speaking tonight. What's that? She's going to be speaking tonight, right?
I can't believe you said her name right.
Melania.
You really? Wow.
I've been working on it.
Good for you.
Of course. Of course.
First time.
We will get to all of this and more. I will tell you the way it's going to work. We're anticipating calls. Tonight we have correspondents on the floor. Former Congresswoman and Secretary of State of Florida, Catherine Harris, will be calling us from the floor of the convention. If you don't know her, well, I mean, it's not like she's speaking, and you don't know who Charles in Charge is, or Chachi, anyways. So, and we'll have other people calling in. But now we're going to go to an interview I just did moments ago with Ilona Makovsky. She is a host on Huffington Post Live, and she's been covering some of the protests that are outside of the convention today. We will not have video for that. We're going to have, I guess, apparently only audio. All right. We'll be back in just a moment. Oh, and I should tell you, first off, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to over 100 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. This is amazing. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once. Watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, hire the right person fast. Look, once you get all of this administrative stuff taken care of with one click, then you can focus on what's really important when you hire, and that is asking the right questions, getting a sense of whether or not this is the right person for you to hire. This is the crucial part of hiring. Too many times people spend all the time on all the details of organizing the thing. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. Right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/majority. ZipRecruiter.com/majority. Do it now when you don't need to hire, so you have a bank of people that you can go to. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/majority. All right. Be right back with Ilona Makovsky. We are back. Sam Seder on the Majority Report on the phone. We have Ilona Makovsky. She is one of the hosts of HuffPost Live, and she has been on the streets of Cleveland, Ohio, covering a protest there. Ilona, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Ilona. And I appreciate you doing this because I know you've been walking the streets now. It's in the mid-80s in Cleveland. What protests have you been covering today?
So I'll be honest, too. It's hard to keep track of every protest that's going on. And as a reporter, at times it can be a little confusing to try to figure out, you know, where you should be, which protests to prioritize, and of course try to pretend like you have a magic eight ball or a crystal ball and are going to know the way that they end up. But right now, for over the last hour, I was just covering a protest where there are hundreds and hundreds of people who marched after a Prophets of Rage concert. Prophets of Rage, of course, is the group with Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, Chuck D from Public Enemy, and Be Real from Cypress Hill. But it's a group that includes organizations who are fighting against poverty. There also was a large Muslim contingent here, and I spoke with an imam. I spoke with Chuck D. But there are also socialist groups. There are communist revolutionary groups. There is a contingent of anarchists. There is a group of veterans versus hate who are opposed to Donald Trump. So I would say that it's really kind of a hodgepodge, but a lot of people that are both opposed to Donald Trump and overall of what they see as unfairness in the political system right now.
What about counter protests? Have you come across any of those? Because reportedly there was going to be a lot of those folks as well.
Well, so today there was an all-day kind of from 11:30 to 5 p.m. rally that was a pro-Trump rally. And we stopped by there this morning when it was first starting, and it kind of was just a lot of Trump supporters looking like they were having a picnic, sitting on a grassy hill and maybe sharing some Trump swag. But there was also another anti-Trump protest where I hear there was a lot of anti-Muslim rhetoric going on. And so it's really kind of anyone's guess at this point. Thankfully, everything has stayed civil and there hasn't been any kind of confrontation. But I think it's anyone's guess because there are so many people out here, so many activists, so many events, but the police thus far too, the presence is huge. You know, they say that there's 5,000 law enforcement here with a combination of Secret Service, FBI, DHS, local police from Cleveland, of course, and also police from other states in the country. But thus far, they basically just kind of line up along a march or around a rally, most of them on bicycles, and haven't been interfering at all. So at the moment, like I said, peaceful. We'll see what happens later.
Is this the first convention that you've attended, or have you covered others in the past?
This actually is my first convention.
So I was asking just because of, I mean, of the number of police, because I mean it's really hard, I guess, just to tell from on the street, and it's also I imagine it seems like there's an army of them, because when you talk about that many thousands, I mean it literally is. Have you had a chance to talk to any of the police?
Thus far, because I'm constantly live streaming and it's on camera, none of the police want to talk to me. But that said, maybe off the record, they aren't willing to speak either. And I've been told that they have been instructed not to speak with the press or members of the media. But they haven't been rude about it. I will say, it's my first convention, but it does to me kind of mirror what I've seen before at big international events like Olympics. I was in Sochi, I was in Vancouver, or G20 events, where it ends up being a city on lockdown.
Right.
And, it's very hard to get around. Very much of it then is empty for anyone locally who has to live or work around here. And there is just a lot of security. And one thing that I've heard from some of my other colleagues, I actually haven't done this yet because I've been out on the street, but they even say that the media shuttles to get you from the media center to the main convention hall are really slow, that there's not enough shuttles, and the whole process takes almost an hour just to do that. So,
right.
Certainly some critique at the way that this has been planned so far.
I mean, that's more or less par for the course. I mean, a lot of it has to depends on sort of the layout of the city and whatnot. I guess I'm also just curious to what extent there is there's concern about the open carry stuff. I mean, I had asked you before we got on, like, if you were wearing a flak jacket. Apparently, Huffington Post, reporters' lives, not so dear.
Yeah, well, I have heard a lot about the organization making sure that their reporters have bulletproof vests or gas masks and things like that. Not for us. There were some bandanas and some Band-Aids that were handed out, and we were told that you could wear some ski goggles or maybe swimming goggles if there is a pepper spray or, what's the word that I'm looking for? An incident.
Mace,
out
tear
there.
Gas, right.
Mace, tear gas, thank you. Anything like that might be an irritant to the eyes. But, I'm hoping that that's the right course of action. I don't think that you should overdo it. But of course, there is that kind of tension in the air just because of what's happening politically in the country right now. and the incidents that we've seen in so many other cities, and really the kind of very raw tension and emotion that we see being poured into this political election cycle.
My understanding, I mean, I know that at least, New York Magazine reporters were being fitted for vests, and I know of some stories of some independent photojournalists who were told to wear vests and helmets. I mean, so there's this expectation that there may be a lot of tension just amongst the protesters themselves because, you know, have you seen any open carry folks down there or no?
No, at this point, I have not seen anybody with a weapon at all. You know, I mean, we were also just given some kind of basic instructions, like don't wear all black because then you often might get mistaken for the anarchist, and I'm someone who wears only black, so I'm already violating that rule as to what they told us. But I think it's really just about, you know, being safe and being smart while obviously also trying to tell the story and being able to show what's really going on to your best ability.
So what do you anticipate? Where do you go? I mean, just to give us a sense. I mean, have you mapped out what you're going to be doing the rest of the day and in terms of tomorrow, the days to come? Or is it now you go out and try and figure out what's going to happen next?
A little bit of both. You know, we always come in with a tentative plan, and we are doing some stories on the side here as well. Just earlier today, I went to a women's crisis center that helps homeless women and their children. And that's obviously, you know, a topic you also need to talk about because people are displaced because of the convention, because the numbers and the rates of homelessness, while they were told that they're going down in the city, the women who work at this center say that that's not reflected in what they're seeing. So we're trying to get some of the local issues here, too, that I think will, for the large part, be ignored by a lot of other media organizations because everyone is busy with the kind of horse race of the RNC. But there are a lot of other actions planned for this week. A lot of immigration rights groups who are planning to build their own wall against Donald Trump, and Planned Parenthood, I know, will be holding some actions. The Veterans Against Hate will be speaking multiple times too. So it's a bit of kind of, you know, play it by ear and see how things develop, but have at least a good schedule of what you know will be going on so you can try to monitor them all at once and then just make your pick, take your pick.
Do you have a sense that these protests are getting coverage beyond, I mean, yourself and, I guess, online organizations? I mean, you are, I think, probably on the spectrum much more sensitive to these type of protests, and you have much higher awareness than, let's say, you know, the sort of the mainstream media. Do you have a sense that they're getting coverage from some of those mainstream outlets or no?
You know, it's hard for me to say again, just because I've been out on the street so much today. And so I do see a lot of coverage and a lot of talk about this on Twitter, at least from the reporters that I follow. You know, who work for a variety of media organizations, but I can't really speak to whether or not cable news and in general network news is actually providing that kind of coverage. I mean, they also have said that some 15,000 reporters and, you know, or just members of the media are supposed to be here covering this event. So a lot of the times, like when we went to the pro-Trump rally this morning, there's more press than there are actual protesters when you show up. So yes, there is a lot of media. They definitely want to cover it. But I'm not quite sure that other outlets really stick around.
Right.
Or, you know, we'll follow the march like we just did for over an hour in the heat. And so they might just show up to get a couple of words once it's static from people who are involved. But certainly I don't think, you know, coverage to the extent that we do. But that's why we're here.
Right. And when the protests, when they go along the march, is the march route pre-planned out? A, B, are they instituting free speech zones, as they've called them in past conventions? I mean, that was in New York. Everything during the RNC in 2004 was very tightly controlled in terms of protest routes and where people could congregate. Give me your sense of that. And then also, I guess, whether or not you've seen any sort of people who've, I guess, left the protest route, have, you know, my experience, at least at the last Republican one that I was at, was in 2004 in New York, and there was a lot of like kettle fishing or whatever they would take the. They were rounding up people, basically, with the orange nets, essentially. That's where they developed that technique. Have you seen anything like that? Are the protests basically pre-planned routes? What's happening in that regard?
Again, it's a combination of the two. You know, initially, the actual security zone that they had planned for here in Cleveland was much bigger than it is now. But there was a lawsuit by a number of organizations, including the ACLU, who were basically, you know, speaking out against that and saying that it's too much of a restriction on free speech around this event. And so the city or the RNC, they lost that lawsuit. So they did bring the security zone down a little bit. So it is smaller, but there are designated areas. There is a designated march route. However, the march that I just covered with the Prophets of Rage and the anti-poverty organizations, what I was being told at first is that they did not actually have a permit to be marching. I haven't been able to confirm that, but I think that it's a little mix of the two. And same thing, you know, I've seen police round people up, throw tear gas, use an LRAD. None of that has occurred here yet.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we'll keep my eyes peeled,
right,
obviously, as I'll be
it's
out here
early
covering these. But yeah, civil thus far between both protesters and law enforcement.
All right, good. And do you know who Chachi is? When I say the words Chachi to you, does that mean anything?
I do not. What am I missing?
Scott Baio. What about Charles in Charge? Does that mean anything to you? He's one of the speakers today.
Oh, you mean at the actual RNC?
Yeah.
No, I still don't know. The only person I knew who was speaking tonight was Melania Trump. And, you know, again, you'll forgive me. That's because that's kind of not my beat at the moment. But,
no, I understand.
Sure what should I know about them, though?
Chachi, he was the Fonz's cousin and on Happy Days, and then he got a spinoff where he loved Joni. And thus you get Chachi Loves Joni, which was on ABC for I don't know how many years, but not the pinnacle of quality entertainment. But the guy has really found another sort of, I guess, chapter two of his career when he has investigated, you know, whether or not President Obama is actually an American citizen. So.
Oh, great, great. So one of those. So
exactly.
I'm glad that we have a lot of esteemed and high qualified speakers at the RNC this week.
Indeed. Well, Alona, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're probably wiped after that. That march. If you're available, I'd love to talk to you later in the week as things go on, because I have I imagine things are going to get a little more intense as the week goes on, but hopefully not dangerous for anybody.
Yeah, definitely. It's day one, so we'll see how they progress. But I will be around and be glad to speak with you as long as I'm not live streaming. I will definitely make the time.
All right, great. And folks can check out that live stream at at Huffington Post and HuffPost Live. Alona, thanks.
Actually, let me just correct you on that one. These are all Facebook live streams.
Oh, really?
So so this is all on the Huffington Post HuffPost Politics Facebook page. You'll see all of our live streams and videos there.
All right, great. Well, then we will link to the Facebook page. It's all happening on Facebook today, is my understanding.
I know. It's the new world order. All right, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Alona. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, folks. So that's what's going on the outside of the convention hall today. What's going on the inside of the convention hall today was that there was an attempt to derail Donald Trump's nomination, and it took about, I'd say, I don't know, about 45 seconds for that thing to fall apart, would you say? I mean,
that's generous.
Was it?
I think it was literally
42 seconds. Yeah. And the best part was watching Republicans mad at the chair, because apparently, I don't know, the chair hit, like literally the chairperson hid. Rens Priebus was nowhere to be found. They didn't take a voice vote, even though we were supposed to do it. I mean, this is what happens with these conventions, right? I mean, both on the Democratic and Republican side. But it's funny to watch Republicans yelling something like, shame, shame, shame.
No justice, no peace.
Right. I mean,
no justice, no peace.
First off.
Stop these racist. Oh, wait, excuse me. Sorry.
I feel like they're at least like. I mean, I guess I think I wrote on Twitter like 20 years too late, but I actually think it's closer to 40 years too late for that yelling shame at their party leadership. 45.
Yeah, 40. At least back to Goldwater.
45. 50. 50. Mm-hmm. 50 years. Well, better late than never. I mean.
Fair enough.
Many of these people probably, well, they were all, I'm sure, born 50 years ago. I mean, did you see the picture of Paul Ryan?
Yes.
With the interns?
Yes,
have you
I
seen
did.
This?
Yes, I did.
Can we pop that picture up? Is that we don't have that picture. It didn't even occur to me. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Basically, another great subtle rebuke of the autopsy report.
It's the best part was, though, is that, first of all, it's a picture of Paul Ryan. It's a big selfie with all of his interns. Or not his, but all the Republican interns.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if anybody's done a scientific analysis of it, but it seemed like 99.9% were white, and like really white, not even like I don't even I feel like
Mitt, even Mitt Romney would say, "Wow, like, that is a very white bunch of young people."
Are you, two
are
Asian
you putting that up,
guys?
Two Asian guys snuck in.
Two Asian guys? Okay, I didn't. All right.
By
I mean,
the way, I love the Asians.
The best thing I saw, though, was on Twitter. Somebody had face swapped. And every face of the person there was Paul Ryan. But
right.
In, you know, in inside the face of all these other people. So tonight is the Make America Safe Again theme night.
And this is their strength.
Make America safe again. And because apparently America is a very dangerous place.
It is. Between the terrorists and the pornography.
The pornography, the gays. I mean.
Mexicans. It's basically like if you don't die from the pornography or get blown up in the ISIS attack. Or somehow infected by the gays, maybe through the Pat Robertson method where they cut their hands and intentionally give you AIDS. If you avoid all of that, then an El Salvador guy runs you over in an undocumented truck.
That's right. So tonight, speaking about how to keep America safe again, is Senator Tom Cotton. I imagine he's going to rail on Iran.
That's his, yep. That's
the
his
Iran
Bollywood.
Deal has been pretty exceptional by all accounts at this point. But, you know, there's still time. Senator Jeff Sessions will be here.
Mexicans.
Mexicans,
yep.
Right? We've covered the game. Rudy Giuliani, the blacks.
And the Muslims.
And the Muslims.
He's like, they were like, Mr. Mayor, could you focus on the terrorism? Sure. But can I also really make abundantly clear my absolute racism and disdain for the African-American community as well?
I feel like they brought him in for that.
Yeah. Oh, you think he's pivoted entirely? Like his core brand proposition went from anti-Muslim to anti-black? Like he's back to his base, back
yeah,
to his
roots? I think so. I think so. You
back
know,
to
it's,
the 90s.
That's the way it works, right? It's like you have a trajectory, and then on your way back down, you hit all those same...
Exactly.
And then we'll hear from Melania Trump. Now, I don't know if this is the order of everything. Nobody seems to know.
I've heard that she is very, very policy-oriented.
She's going to make America very safe again.
Well, I think that she has some really interesting ideas about how to sort of bifurcate the proxy wars in the Middle East. So we might be hearing more about that later.
Yeah, that's true. And we do have probably some audio. Maybe we get Melania Trump. Maybe we get her on the phone.
I've heard that it's possible because she knows that this show is sort of policy oriented. So
yeah,
she's eager
we can get her on the phone before the speech. See if we can get like a little bit of a preview.
In the works.
Yeah. She comes in third. I mean, they probably have her scheduled for probably like 9, would be my guess.
What do you think I mean, I know there's no logic behind any of this.
What is this? No, there's another. There's so many different. Now I'm looking at a different thing that just said like the Scott Baio, the original stuff. Nobody seems to have a clue. I don't.
You keep them guessing on the schedule until the last minute.
This is part of making America safe again.
If you don't know when the trains are supposed to run, nobody knows if they're running on time or not.
Well, I,
see, that's what Mussolini
totally
missed.
But why would
totally
Scott
Baio
be talking on the Keep America Safe again? Maybe keep America safe from Obama.
Obviously.
By throwing down a cover of Joni Loves Chachi music.
Do you want to see the Paul Ryan picture?
Oh, yeah. All right, let's put up the Paul. This is a picture that Paul Ryan released of the interns. And he's smiling. And all, like, it's almost as if they got every single white person in the building together. Or I guess they don't.
It's like a casting call.
It is a casting call. We want to make a joke picture.
I know a lot of white people, and I'm not even sure I know that many.
I bet you there was more white people in that building that weren't even in that picture, too.
I've been to bar mitzvahs that have been more diverse than that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would say even Mitt Romney would say, like, could you at least get a Dago in there? This is the 21st century.
That's really disturbing, the longer you look at it.
Yeah, it's really weird, isn't it?
Where
yeah.
are the cars?
Like see if you can find the Paul Ryan picture where somebody has doctored it, and it's all Paul Ryan.
You know what it reminds me of? It's
and it takes you a while to realize it, because it looks so much like the other picture. But then you realize...
This Instagram picture, and then all Paul Ryan's? Or another picture?
No, that picture, and they've face swapped so that all the kids are Paul Ryan's. It's one of the most fascinating things to ever watch.
It reminds me of that picture in that last scene of The Shining, of the Overlook Hotel, and it goes into the picture.
Yes, yes. They're all Jack Nicholson. Well, supposedly, after Melania Trump speaks tonight about keeping America safe, or no, making America safe again.
They
went through the great again motif.
Yes.
And then Senator Joni Ernst will be, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn.
Possible VP pick, actually.
Well, not well, anymore.
He, I mean, in the past tense, he was floated.
He was not geisha enough.
Not geisha enough.
My understanding is the final test for the VP pick, the one that Pence like completely cleaned up, was because it there were different levels of
right.
what each person would do.
It was like The Apprentice.
It's like The Apprentice. Yeah. And the last one was that Trump literally like smeared some cream cheese along his toes. And whichever one came up after like 60 seconds with more cream cheese in their mouth, they weighed it.
It was a very unfair...
Sort of like Apprentice, but also like Survivor.
And it was extremely unfair to Chris Christie.
Very unfair.
Because he had the most cream cheese, but he couldn't get up.
That's right. That's the problem. He couldn't drop it into the scale. Yeah. Getting down, apparently, was really easy for him.
Yes.
Getting up was virtually impossible.
Rumors that Trump designed it on purpose.
There's an interview with Gingrich. No.
Are we going to go to Gingrich or
not? Do you want to hear that? Let's turn that on.
Disorganization or lack of unity that's happening right now in the party.
Look, you have the most dramatic takeover of a party since William Jennings Bryan in 1896.
Oh, you idiot.
Extraordinary moment in American history. Here's a guy who came from totally outside, beat 16 other candidates, carried 7 states, got more votes than any Republican in history. So some of the Republicans have their feelings hurt because, he's a new guy. That's not what they were ready for.
So it's sour grapes?
A lot of it, yeah. And some of it's just crazy.
Are you okay to watch Governor Pence speak Wednesday night? Are you going to be upset about it at all
Speaking
and regretful?
Night too, I'm fine.
Mike, you wish it was Mike you in the VP spot?
Mike is a great friend. Clinton and he actually worked together on the Agriculture Committee when he was a freshman. We've had a long affection for Mike, and I think he was exactly the right choice. Because I think they need a balanced ticket. And I think that Trump's aggressiveness and his willingness to be an outsider is balanced off by Pence's calm, methodical deliberateness and the fact that Pence is very, very well respected.
The most generous description of being stupid I've ever heard in my life.
A lot of the colleagues you worked with, Republicans, many of them are not here tonight. A lot of people are staying away. What does Donald Trump need to do to bring those Republican leaders into the fold? People who are
Newt Gingrich clearly angling for a cabinet spot in the event or a position on Trump's new news network.
Yes, that's the long-term play.
Yeah.
I've also heard that right-wing Mandela has some insights about how Pence got the spot.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, we're about 8 or 10 minutes away from hearing from our correspondent on the on the floor of the convention as things get ready. I mean, we can't even be clear who's going to be speaking tonight.
You know, to people but let me go through this list. She's like the genesis of all this.
C-SPAN's reporting one thing. MSNBC is reporting another. It is like apparently the RNC has got the whole liberal thing on their back on their heels. General Michael Flynn will be speaking. Senator Joni Ernst. Remember her from the pig shooting?
I think it was a castration.
Go pig castration. Pig castration. And Representative Ryan Zink from Montana.
Do you know anything about
him? Ryan Zink?
I've heard that name pronounced Zinky.
Zinky. Okay. Well, good for you. So that's who we're anticipating tonight to speak. But, you know... Look, we had to do a lot of preparation for this. No, it's not. Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, basically, off, your entire adult lives.
Which for this which moment. Night was the night we were going to drink tequila?
That's right.
Which is the night that we're going to drink vodka? What kind of pizzas should we get? Oh, Kelly doesn't want to eat meat pizza. We got to get a vegetarian pizza.
Which night is Kelly going to come in a burka?
Preparation is all yeah. How regressive can we get in here? I had to ask permission for my wife because I'm such a cuck.
Oh,
come out and do.
I have to say, listening to that phone conversation, even for me as a thorough member of the regressive left, it was frankly both sad and embarrassing.
Yeah, it was it was pretty tough, and she made me cite a passage from the Quran. Before she would allow me to broadcast.
She gave you a Gloria Steinem Quran combo. It was very weird.
And now this is interesting.
Oh, it's Cuccinelli. Oh,
Cuccinelli just threw his credentials on the floor. Oh, let's see, this is earlier.
Now these forces who really aren't going to go away.
Now this is interesting.
You can't change how people feel when they arrive at the convention.
People
is
got all these hats.
Kind of release of steam.
And I have a feeling... They would not let in people who had hats that said anything.
No.
Except for Make America Great Again.
Sure.
So people brought these fluorescent neon yellow light hats that had nothing on them, and they wrote their own sayings on there, which is marginally interesting. But I guess all of those hats are supposed to signify, and there's a lot of them there, people who are upset. Oh, there's the Texas delegation. Are we showing the video feed? There's the Texas delegation. Now, it hadn't occurred to me, but back in 2004, I mean, a lot of this is, I guess I didn't watch the 2008. I feel like I didn't even watch the 2008 Republican
convention.
You didn't
watch Sarah Palin's speech?
Well, no, wait, 2008, I must have.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Wait, I was at the RNC in 2008.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Where was that?
Well, I guess you stand corrected.
Where was it? I don't even remember.
I thought that was in Minneapolis.
I did not go to that one. I don't know why I did not go.
And you didn't watch
that.
Any of them?
No, I must have. I definitely watched it. But it just didn't stick out for me. I mean, the New York one sticks out for me. I was there. I was on the floor. I approached the Texas contingency. They're all wearing cowboy hats at that time. They continue to wear their cowboy hats inside, which I think is rude. I'm
proud
not sure.
Tradition.
But I was stopped by the Secret Service at the time for walking around with a sign that said, I want to talk to a gay Republican. And the guys in Texas, they were adamant. There was none in the Texas and the Texas contingency. And I was like, well, why is that? And they're like, because we're from Texas.
What about Rick Perry?
Well, I said to him, if that's the case, why are you all wearing cowboy hats? I mean, you're in New York City.
Classic example.
You're in New York City.
Of your snide Jewish New York humor.
That's right.
Mocking the heartland folks because of their ways.
Language, but you son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Language excused. But yeah, I was.
I'll never get sick.
I had
of that sound
multiple. Now I don't notice that this is happening. Like watching this MSNBC or NBC reporter.
It's Brewer.
He doesn't have. What do you call it? Talking to Jan Brewer. I don't see any flag lapel pins this year. It's not in 2004, man. If you were not wearing your flag lapel pin, even 2008. Obama wasn't
Obama
wearing a flag.
Obama got in trouble for that, right?
Yep. And then he started to wear it because he, you know, why not?
I mean, fine, fuck it, whatever.
Right.
I hate I'll America on the inside.
Yeah, the important thing is that you're actually working against America to tear it down from the inside.
Look, if the trade-off is lapel pin for the destruction of this great Satan that I hate so much, I'll take the trade-off.
Sure, of course. I mean, Obama.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take IMs starting now throughout the night.
Maybe Republicans have transcended.
We may take some calls at one point. We're anticipating hearing from some of our correspondents, some on the floor, some from around the country.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney will not be one of those people. We should say that over the past, like, well, I guess now where are we? I mean, we had a show on Friday. I don't even know where we are about there was a coup. I guess it was
there
only
was an attempted coup in Turkey.
Was it just last night?
No, it was
Saturday night.
Saturday.
Was it Saturday or Sunday night?
Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Our Friday. It was Saturday for them.
Okay.
I believe.
And the coup failed. There's a lot of different theories. The big thing from my perspective, what's come out of it, is that about 900 judges, have you heard this, in
mm-hmm.
Turkey?
Yep.
Were removed. Right. Hundreds of people were, I don't know, presumably punished or killed in some fashion.
Well, at least a couple thousand people have been arrested, yeah.
Who were not necessarily involved in the coup.
So this is the game that he always does, that Erdogan, like a couple years, several years ago, there was this major coup plot that was busted up before it happened. And again, it was something that was real. There was a network of mafia, military, various other actors. And then that case, that was the Ergenekon case, turned into this sort of massive umbrella effort to go after everybody that Erdogan didn't like. And it's the same thing with this process. That's his MO, as he takes it. And the biggest thing from the perspective of Turkey, United States, is he's trying to get this cleric who lives in Pennsylvania extradited to Turkey because he claims he was behind it. They used to be allies. And the prime minister said that if the United States, you know, continues to host them, essentially, that we're hosting a terrorist. So that's sort of the state of play.
Yeah, that's a little bit, I don't know, what happens? Do they have, right now, international right to send a drone over into Pennsylvania?
By our standards, yes. I mean, quite literally operate by our logic, yes.
Right? I mean, that's...
There's no caveat, yes.
Well, I wouldn't want to live next to that guy in the event that could happen.
I don't know how developed Turkey's drone program is, though.
Well, I mean, if that's your last vestige. Now, I had said earlier in the week I was upset when I saw the preliminary list of people who were going to speak. I was upset because I noticed that Ivanka Trump's rabbi was going to speak. And, you know, not good for the Jews. But then the rabbi dropped out when he realized,
okay.
Maybe I don't want to do that.
You know what? I have a terrible stomach ache.
You know,
so I won't be speaking on behalf of
I could not get a flight.
I was so excited to speak on behalf of that anti-Semitic orange-faced buffoon, and then my ulcers acted up.
Indeed. I am so sorry. I realized that I wasn't going to be able to. We weren't going to. The Brotherhood was not going to necessarily require a donation from the Trumps. So,
not to be mashugana about it, but that doesn't seem like his charitable contributions go through.
And then the thing that really disappointed me at the time was that no Duck Dynasty. And
bummed about that.
I was bummed about that. I mean, I felt like this is against brand. How do you not have the Duck Dynasty on there? And of course, now they have. I don't know which one it is. One of the Duck guys.
And then it's on an important night. They're talking about national security. They're talking about sort of defining American security in the 21st century. And obviously those are the guys that I would urgently want to hear from.
Oh, yeah, of course. definitely, without a doubt. I mean, I think that's pretty apparent. We're left with not sure who's going to be speaking tonight. We don't have a definite schedule. Let's go to the IMs. My phone is up, correct? Okay. So in the event that we get a phone call, we will know it. We're anticipating a call from our correspondent any minute now.
Does anybody have any sense of the state that Chris Matthews is in anticipation of Melania's speech?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Spiritual revelation made flesh. Barely contain myself.
I can't believe it. Her and then a general. Erdogan.
Erdogan.
Erdogan. Well, he didn't spell it. He spelled it differently.
Oh, how do you spell it?
A-I-R-D-O. Erdogan, thanks for texting me warnings of that coup, but could you use less emojis? Ronald Reagan. Sam, I'd like to take you on your bullshit views on nuclear thermodynamics. Bottom line is we can't be geared to figure this thing out until we make things thermo great again. I mean, we've got to figure out what's going on.
I mean, we need to know, folks.
Did we report yet that that Trump backed out of offering it to Trump to Pence? That story didn't come out till later.
That story came out later.
Right.
I'm going to use this terrorist attack in Nice to fuck with Mike Pence.
Well, just to buy some time for because he was in a full-on panic, I think.
Who do you think he wanted instead of Pence? Who?
I think Newt.
Flynn.
You think? No.
I don't know. That would have scared me.
I don't think he would pick a general. I think a general is too...
I definitely think he would have picked a general. I think that would have been his first choice.
I know. You've always said that.
But I think I think he's smart enough to know that Flynn on abortion and all that stuff, he's problematic.
Right.
Brilliant Bilbo. You think the country will shed its racist, bigoted skin or at least start to after this election? I think it's been starting to for a long time. I think it just takes a long, long time. And I think this is going to continue to take a long, long time.
Well, in some respects, in some tiny respect.
Kelly says no. Is that what you said?
She said no. Because it doesn't... If things get violent, I don't know. I have maybe some things that I wish would happen that aren't the best.
Oh.
Is this a call?
Hello, you're live on the air. Who's on the phone, please?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
Samuel.
It's...
Hello.
Is this Kathy. Oh, my
Kathy,
gosh.
It's Kathy. It's Senator Kathy.
Oh, well, I mean, never officially Senator.
I'm so excited.
No, I can understand.
What?
Well, let me just introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Catherine Harris is on the phone. She was a former congresswoman.
Call me Kathy.
The Secretary of State of Florida, which was very largely responsible for George W. Bush by disenfranchising so many legitimate voters, which then threw it to the...
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome for that. You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, are you...
You're welcome. Sam.
Yes.
Sam, aren't you so excited that soon you're going to be free to say Merry Christmas to me?
What?
When Trump wins, a Jew will be able to say Merry Christmas to me.
Oh,
Donald Trump gets it. He gets it. Michelle Mabel was talking about it, religious tolerance. You, as a Jew, can say Merry Christmas to me.
Oh, well, I mean, I could say that now. I mean, but it's...
No, you're not free to. Thanks, Obama. You're not free to.
Well, I mean, it's July, so why would I say Merry Christmas to you?
Yeah, but the war on Christmas starts earlier and earlier every year.
Ah, okay. Well, all right. Well, I'm looking forward to that, I guess. Now, are you on the are you on the floor? Are you at the convention? Where are you right now?
I'm sort of on the floor. They put me in an area that's floor adjacent.
Floor.
It's actually a subfloor.
Floor adjacent?
Subfloor.
A subfloor.
Yeah,
so you're below
really
the convention.
On the floor. It's a it's a few layers below the floor, and then you go down a corridor and then past the closet, and then there's some toilets that no longer work, and I'm they put me there.
Well, no,
because
why?
That's where they put me because of my specialness and my green hat. I have a green hat, and I wrote on my green hat, "I want Charles in charge of me." I can't wait for Scott Baio to speak tonight. It's going to be so wonderful.
Wait a second. Now,
so
is it
wonderful.
Wait.
And so
are you moving into the convention now?
Back to the 1950s, as Mike Pence would like us to do. The 1950s, Sam, where a Jew could say Merry Christmas. You can't join my health club, but you can say Merry Christmas. You can't swim in my pool, but you can say Merry Christmas. And people are going to say things like, "Sit on it." And hey,
well, wait.
And why that's the 1950s.
Isn't that, wait,
Ralph
but isn't,
Mouth is going to be there, and Potsy, and you're going to say, "Hey, Mrs. C, what's for dinner?"
Well, no, wait a second.
Oh, make America safe again, like in the 1950s, with more guns and less regulation.
Now, wasn't during the 50s, weren't we, I mean, I guess that was right after the war, but wasn't there like a huge threat of nuclear annihilation?
Oh, yes, and luckily Donald Trump, when he wins, will have the codes. So that'll be, there won't be a threat anymore. But listen, I want to take a moment because I promised Marcus I would do this.
Marcus Bachman,
Michelle Mabelle's husband.
Oh.
Listen, he's been bedridden because he had a little accident playing Pokemon Go. He had a little accidental, a little slipsy whoopsie at the ass and chap. Some ne'er-do-wells lured him to the ass and chap, and he got mugged, and he hurt his foot. Wait. He also has gout, so he's in bed, but he's been taking good care of
so he got
Christy,
lured to the ass and chap via Pokemon
and
was
chap,
mugged.
Yes. Pokemon Go.
So are you sure? Chris, I mean, okay. I mean, it's...
Pardon?
No, go ahead. It's...
He and Chris Christie have tandem beds where Chris has been real down.
Oh, has he
and
been
Marcus,
upset?
They met at Jenny Craig, by the way, in P.S., a little backstory. But they are both bedridden, and they're helping each other out. And also it seems that Chris Christie has been really in a deep depression. He's been eating funnel cake, and he actually ate a food truck in New Jersey. But the worst part is the reason that Marcus has to have sleepovers is that Chris Christie has taken his sleep apnea machine and put a Ready Whip can in it. And so
really?
Marcus has to make sure to call Chris's wife in to get the Ready Whip cans out of the sleep apnea machine.
I know, that sounds
so
not
we
medically
like to send our prayers
safe.
Out. I know that you're not allowed to pray because you're like not allowed.
No, but, I'm allowed. I mean, I just choose not to more often.
Which, you know, although it's rabble rousing on the floor today with those walkouts and those Colorado, the shenanigans.
Mm.
What they don't know is the heavenly delegates. There was a straw poll in heaven. St. Peter took a straw poll.
What?
And there are super delegates seated at the right hand of the Father God. Praise Him. White lives matter. White lives matter.
Wait. So you're saying that there are angelic delegates.
Super delegates in heaven and Valhalla. They are seated at the right hand of the Father God. Praise Him. White lives matter. Praise Him.
Now, can I, do you have a sense of who the speakers are tonight? Because I honestly...
Do you have a sense? I told you Chachi, Duck Dynasty.
Is that going to be happening tonight?
Rick Perry, Rudolph Giuliani. Oh, my God, they're going to make America safe again. I can't wait. But that you know what they also told me my special job was when I protested being near the broken toilets? They said, "You have a special job, lady. Miss Kathy, you make sure that John Kasich is nowhere near here." So I'm supposed to be on the lookout, and if John Kasich comes, I'm supposed to, they gave me a kazoo.
A kazoo?
A kazoo that I'm supposed to blow. It's sort of like a rape whistle, but it's a kazoo. said John Kasich comes anywhere near
the convention
hall center, I'm to blow my kazoo that also doubles as a rape whistle. But I'm talking about legitimate rape, Sam. Legitimate rape. Not,
right, legitimate rape, of course.
Not that for fun rape that goes on, you know.
Right, no, of course, the for fun rape that everybody talks
about.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Where the body doesn't shut that down. Anyway, there's so many plank issues that hopefully will be discussed tonight by Wah Wah Wee Wah. I want Charles in charge. And everybody, you know what it's going to be like when we make America safe again? Is everybody has to wear a bandana around their thigh.
Everybody has to wear a bandana
like around their... Yeah, like Chachi when he was in love with Joni, because that's what a heterosexual person does. They're in love with Joni, not Johnny. But here's the thing for the plank, because I was in touch with Marky B, Marcus B, today. We were talking about other plank issues.
Are you telling me Marcus, Marcus Bachman has anything to do with...
We need more episodes of The Bachelor and Say Yes to the Dress. It's a very pro-marriage platform. And... we think that there should be more private prisons and more for-profit online universities, more debt bundling, more pawn and gun shops, more hoarding of gold and canned goods, all kinds of things. Less funding of PBS and school lunches. Because you know what, Sam? There's not those poor kids. You know Jacob Reese and his photojournals of how the other half lived. But I see these young people, their pants are not tattered. They go all the way to the ground. All the way to the ground. They're not poor. They don't have shorts on. They're not poor.
Wait,
they,
what?
Do you know what I mean?
It's, no. I've totally lost what you've been saying.
Well, you know, people act like there's poor people in the streets and street urchins. They're not. Their pants go all the way to the ground.
Street urchins with pants all the way to the ground?
They
what are you talking
about?
They
have shoes on both feet, Sam. Both feet.
So you're saying that you can't be poor if you have shoes.
That's a fantastic point.
It's just liberal exaggerations. It's just liberal exaggerations. They have shoes on both feet.
Well, yeah. I mean, poor people can have shoes, right, and still be poor. No or no?
Yeah, but, you know, people are acting like people are barefoot with tattered short pants. And sleeping in alleyways or wearing a barrel with suspenders.
Well, I don't know that people are acting in that manner. I mean, let me go over some of the schedule tonight with you, Kathy. As I mean, you
yes,
know, you,
please. I want Charles in charge of me.
All right, so we have Rents Priebus is going to come out. Call the convention to order.
Oh, he's
starting
wonderful.
Supposedly in 5 minutes.
He's great.
And you have up the monitor send so she can hear this too, right? When we put the TV up.
No, I cannot hear nor see anything.
Well,
but I did see you eating pizza earlier. Are you sure you can handle that much dairy?
I'm fine.
Your lactate pill.
No, I'm not lactose intolerant, but I appreciate that. And then we're gonna.
You only have 2 pairs of pants. Should you be eating so much pizza?
Well, to be honest with you, I do actually have to jump up a size right now. But be that as it may, after the invocation, we do have Willie Robertson from the Duck Dynasty.
So wonderful. Make America safe again for hunting unlimited on... all animals, you know what? There's the Sierra Club trying to save the wolves and so on and so forth. And it's just ridiculous. I think we need to hunt more. We need to hunt more. The Sierra Club, they're such exaggerators, like those people thinking people are poor who have 2 shoes on each foot. Actually, they probably have more than 1 pair of shoes, I guess. If you went home to their closet, I bet you they do.
All right, so
white
I mean,
lives matter. That's the point. White lives matter.
Well, I mean, I think everybody knows white lives matter. No, or
no? Apparently, you liberals don't know. You don't know. White lives matter, and you know, as Peter King said so eloquently not an hour ago, nobody has contributed more to civilization than America.
Stephen King,
probably the turn of the last century, white American males
Stephen
have
King.
Contributed more. Than anyone in history, Peter King, any fool.
Stephen King, I think you mean Stephen King.
No, Representative Peter King.
Well, no, Peter King is...
Oh, that's Peter... the author of Thinner.
What? No, Peter King
and
is...
Pet Cemetery.
That's Stephen King. You're talking about
King
Steve King.
Wonderful writer.
Okay, and
I was thinking. Did I say Peter King?
Yes, you did. It's all right.
I was thinking of Saint Peter. I'm sorry, I get confused because when I see him, I just think of Saint Peter and all those heavenly superdelegates that are gonna really, really. There's gonna be so much egg on those rabble rousers in Cleveland. You know, hey, we're having a real Cleveland steamer, I'd say. It's a real Cleveland steamer of a convention. Just a dump of ideas on the heads of America collectively.
Speaking at the Cleveland steamer, as you call it tonight, Rick Perry will follow.
Real Cleveland steamer. It's such a dump. It's such a grand dump from the grand old party.
Also, we have Scott Baio, Benghazi.
We have a Benghazi
video
tonight.
He's going
to be talking about another platform that Marcus and I believe in, new smart car technology with gun skills, less fuel efficiency, and it tells you when to take your Prilosec and acid pills and your obesity medication.
All that simultaneously. That's perfect. Also, we're going to hear from Antonio Sabato, Jr.
I know. He's going to talk about defunding PBS and school lunches. I mean, are you going to tell me these kids are poor when they have probably eaten at some point in the last 24 hours, Samuel? I mean, they don't need lunch, too. Come
right.
on.
Yeah, it's a little bit. Sometimes you can go overboard, in other words, is what you're saying.
I mean, I'm just telling you, why do you have to have three meals a day? What's so big about three meals? Now, I know Marcus and Chris Christie would disagree with me on this. This is the one area where we disagree. Marcus believes that you should have fourth meal, seventh meal, 19th meal. He believes that many meals make a great man.
I am struck. We're looking at the picture now. Let's play. Can we play? Just put this music up just a little bit. You can hear the...
I can't hear anything because I'm by the broken toilet.
Well, hopefully we could pipe some into you. Everybody's got their hand on their heart, but they're not saying the Pledge of Allegiance. The color guard is coming in. And I noticed nobody has, what do you call it on? There's a guy with a flag lapel pin. But Newt Gingrich did not have one. I was very surprised by that.
But he said some very wise words when he was speaking earlier. He's not bitter at all about not being VP, but he's thinking that Mike Pence is going to get fired, but he's not going to get fired. Praise him, Mike Pence, praise him. Bring us back to the 1950s with separate water fountains. That's the way the Father God intended. Praise him, white power.
Yes, Mike Pence. All right, now here we go. Someone's giving the...
To the Republic,
yeah, we don't need this. This is they're saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and of course, as liberals, we can't hear something like that. That would be.
Oh no, you can't say it. Actually, the phone. I've heard that it's much like silver to a vampire. If you say it, your skin will be burned.
Our skin will be burned.
Yeah. Well, you know when vampires put on silver of any kind, their skin burns.
What?
Or if they look at the sun, that's what'll happen to you and your cohorts laughing it up back there in your liberal oasis. If you say the Pledge of Allegiance, you'll catch on fire.
Now, wait, they have a young girl out there. Let's hear what
she says. Oh, my God, Mike Pence is going to like that. He and Donald Trump are so mad still about the female
Ghostbusters. She's got a great voice. Listen to this voice. Does that come from that little kid?
And bright stars through the perilous fight.
Don't you dare sing along, Sam. Don't you dare sing along. There'll be a brush fire.
I don't know if... Is she blind? I don't know. could be wearing the glasses just because she's nervous. I don't know. But I don't.
Is it somebody from The Bachelor singing? Is it a bachelorette singing?
Amazing voice. This could be the highlight of the entire convention.
Who is it? I can't see or hear anything.
Can you hear it? Can you hear her sing?
No, I have a broken toilet. We can make sure John Casey does it. Oh, it's Roy. Is it Roy Orbison's daughter?
She is blind.
Does she know where she is?
Does she know what? Hey, Kathy, could you hear that? Could you hear that?
No, but I got a picture texted to me by Mark. It looks like, is it Roy Orbison?
Is it Roy Orbison? No, it's not Roy Orbison.
Is it his daughter?
No, no. Roy Orbison's daughter wouldn't necessarily be blind.
Well, but if
and
she
would
though,
be older.
That's what she would maybe look like. Actually, she looks like she may be in the witness protection program because it looks like she might be wearing a wig. And
I don't.
Sam, can I tell you about some more of Mike Pence's platforms?
Yes, please.
He would like to have a subcommittee hearing to reopen the Salem witch trials. Because he doesn't feel there's been closure. He thinks there needs to be a surge back into colonial Salem. He was so upset by that Ghostbusters reboot with ladies. That is just not what God would want. You cannot have women in Ghostbusters.
I mean, the Ghostbusters franchise, they spent, you know, I mean, a lot of people are heavily emotionally invested in that. A lot of
people are yes, there's just no reason women should be doing such things. Women are not meant to ghost bust.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's not real.
So
you know that, right?
It's hearing on the Salem witch trial.
You know it's not real. It's a movie. They're not really busting ghosts.
It's the concept. If you have women busting ghosts, then they're going to think they can do anything. And we all know that's not correct.
And are you concerned also about what's happening with Star Wars? I mean,
what do you mean? Star Wars, what we need is to follow Reagan's dream of weaponizing space despite the treaty not to.
Well, I'm talking about the movie Star Wars. There's African Americans.
Oh,
sorry,
I was talking about that Star Wars the movie. Yeah, there's a little too. I refuse to watch it. There's just too many females in a power positions in it.
Well, I mean, are there really that many? I mean, there's one who's the reboot. I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're not on the same page at all on this. Also, Marcus would like me to tell you for his prank. Not only does he want more, say yes to the dress. And more The Bachelor, he would like to see Property Brothers have their own network. He loves the Property Brothers and Holmes. Holmes makes it right. He loves A Man in a Tool Belt.
Oh,
and also,
I watched that show.
Mike Rowe of Dirty Jobs should have a post in the cabinet of the Trump.
I've spent a lot of time watching Holmes
like
on
Mike
Holmes
Rowe have
episodes.
More of a prominent position in Washington.
But Catherine Harris, just to reset here, you are. Kathy, you're our correspondent on the floor of the Republican convention. Of course, it turns out you're some multiple levels.
I'm floor adjacent. I'm on the subfloor. Also, Marcus said he would like to see more of Watch What Happens Live on Bravo with Andy Cohen. He said that while he and Chris Christie are abed, and they're writing in their dream journals to try and feel better. Because Marcus was so disillusioned at the Aston Trap that he was just robbed. It wasn't part of Pokemon Go.
Okay.
At
all right, but let me just try and get a sense, though, of what the general feeling is about how the Trump people are running the convention. I'm just trying to get a sense of, like...
As they should, with an authoritarian, zero-tolerance, iron-fist policy. That is exactly how... You know what? Zero tolerance for tolerance is also part of the party's plank and platform, as it should be.
So
there is no reason to have other people speaking about tolerance and inclusion. That just is what has brought America to its knees, much like probably all you guys and your computers and your porn probably bringing your computers to their knees. Because of all the different kind of weird liberal porn you're looking at.
Wait, what? You're saying that we're looking at porn?
Yeah, you're looking at things like Rachel Maddow and John Oliver.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And Bill Maher and Matt Taibbi and Bill Scher and Daily Kos, mm-hmm. things of that nature. Well, it's like porn. It'll bring your computer to its knees.
And what is the conservative version of that porn? I mean, do you?
Well, Fox and Friends and Alex Jones.
Okay.
And things of that nature, as the Father God would want you to watch. Duck Dynasty.
Right.
Say Yes to the Dress.
Say Yes to the Dress.
I didn't know I was pregnant. Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. Actually, anything on Bravo. Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, which we don't like, but oh, Marcus loves the shoes.
Now,
Quarters, Doomsday Preppers, Holmes Makes It Right, Property Brothers, Flip or Flop. He loves Torrance. He does not like that blonde Harvey, though.
I feel like you're spending a lot of time with Marcus Bachman. Have you run into Michelle?
Well, Marcus and I. This is how we communicate, Sam, primarily through rehashing of television shows. That's our primary form of communication.
I see. So you guys, that's the way you guys bond. So this is really big.
Yes.
For really big to have Chachi up.
Why will we all sit on it? Hey, that's going to be the 1950s all over again. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, Kathy, we're moments away from. Oh, there's a guy who dressed. I don't know what he's dressed like.
Tell me! I can't say anything. I can't hear.
Did Lincoln wear a tux?
There's a guy. What?
There's a guy dressed in a tux. Is it? Looks like.
Oh my God!
But he looked like Lincoln. He had a Lincoln haircut.
We are the party of Lincoln. At least we like to say that, but we would run Lincoln out of town on a rail. Jeez, Lincoln, can you imagine such a thing? What a horrible thing. But it's nice to say it.
Donald Trump is speaking tonight, apparently.
Of course he is.
How come?
I sure hope so. I know his wife is, and Marcus said she's going to have probably a beautiful smoky eye with the eye makeup, and he can't wait to see her dress. He's hoping it's a Bob Mackie. Original, like Cher used to wear, and Carol Burnett.
How come you didn't know this? I mean, you're at the convention. You didn't even tell us about Donald Trump speaking.
I didn't. They won't tell me anything. They just gave me a kazoo.
Just to blow the alarm if Kasich comes. All right, well.
If Kasich shows up.
All right, well, Catherine Harris.
Joseph the plumber's going to come down. Actually, because the toilet's broken, Joseph the plumber is going to be sent down. I can't wait to see him again.
Oh, well, that's going to be fantastic.
But he's not really a plumber.
Well, I mean, it'd be nice to, I guess, have some company down there. So
it would be nice to have him down here with me. It gets lonely, but I have been texting with Marcus and Chris Christie. I just hope he would stop putting those ready whip cans in his sleep apnea machine because it really is dangerous.
Yeah, no, I agree. That send him our best. Hopefully we'll be able to hear from you. I would love to hear from you each night of the convention, if possible, but we can. I can try and text you.
You want me to call in at the same time? I don't know if I can every night.
Okay,
but I'll try. Let's let it be a surprise.
Okay, great. Let's do that.
I've heard that really annoying guy from Saturday Night Live is playing in a band upstairs. That really annoying guy.
Oh, I just saw a picture of the GE.
I can't stand that.
GE, what's his name or something like that? GE.
What's his name again? GG, not GG Allen.
No,
that's
not GG.
Like to defecate.
No, GE Smith.
Smith?
Yes.
GE Smith. Oh, my God. I don't know why he's such a lightning rod of dissent, but talk about polarizing.
Oh, yeah. GE Smith.
Bring people together, and you have that gentleman that people have been, for some undefinable reason, angry at for years.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kathy Harris, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Sam.
We appreciate your insights
you.
On the...
Marcus said he's going on his Pinterest board. It's going on Pinterest.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to that.
We've been crafting.
That's good. Are you going to be okay down there?
It is good. Well, like I said, once Joseph gets here, I won't be so lonely. But like I said, maybe I'll look at some vines and gifts that Marcus and Chris have been making.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that. And
good luck to you.
We're going
to
go so that we can get ready for Willie Robertson to speak tonight.
Oh, my God. Duck Dynasty, please. Oh, my God. I hope people will tell me how it goes. I love him. Well, good luck to you, too.
Good luck.
Tell, if you talk to Roy Orbison's daughter, tell her I said she's wonderful.
Okay, I will.
Wonderful, Roy Orbison.
I don't think that was Roy Orbison's daughter. I think Roy Orbison would be in like 100 now if he was. Oh, here's Duck Dynasty. Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Bye bye. Here we go.
Hello.
Okay.
How to get a presidential candidate nominated and elected so we can run this country on solid principles again.
Thank you, Steve King. Back to you guys.
We're just going to.
And I know we just said one, but I'm going to throw one more up with the way things are going in this country. Father, we're so thankful and blessed to be in this country. And Father, tonight we want to pray that you keep us safe. I am mindful of my brothers and sisters in Louisiana right now, Father, and be with them in their pain. We love you through Jesus.
Not all the Texans are taking their hats off.
Mm. He's got the lapel pin.
I've always said that me and Mr. Trump have three things in common.
He's always
said this.
We're
both successful businessmen.
From the beginning.
Although I flew commercial here, so I'm guessing he didn't.
No, I didn't.
We both have had hit television shows. And we both have intelligent wives who are much better looking than we are.
How the fuck did that get cleared?
Are you trying to get it? It's been a rough year for the media experts. It must be humbling to be so wrong about so much for so long.
Oh, no, it's actually not.
But I have a theory about how they missed the Trump train. They don't hang out with regular folks like us.
Or take their phone calls.
Who like to hunt.
Like we do.
And fish. And pray. And actually work for a living. Oh. Heck, I don't even know that they know how to talk to people from Middle America.
I thought the dab was a lot more
I'm
kind
from
of
Louisiana,
charismatic.
They really start talking real
flat.
Slow and real loud. Let me tell you why I've been on
like
the Trump train
Trump
from the beginning. See, when you're from the South and you grow up with rednecks, there are some,
it's
are
too
some
organized
occasional
for Trump.
Disagreements. Sometimes
dumb
those
enough,
disagreements turn
more
into
structured.
Fisticuffs. But anytime I was ever in a bad spot, I always knew my brothers would have my back.
So basically like wedding speeches.
And today, in a lot of ways, America is in a bad
That's
spot.
So true.
And we need a president who will have our back.
Nailed it.
Have our
and
back?
I can promise you this. No matter who you are, Donald Trump will have your back.
No, the irony is I literally won't have anyone's back.
If you're
back.
Looking for a job or trying to grow a business like I am, Donald Trump will have your back. If you're a serviceman fighting overseas or a cop who is risking their lives to help keep us safe at home, Donald Trump will have your back.
You know what this kind of weirdly reminds me of? Is that John Edwards, Hope is on the Way. Didn't he kind of do that sort of like, if you're working, John Kerry, Hope is on the Way, blah, blah, blah.
Neglected by faraway leaders, that the deck is stacked against you and you just can't win, Donald Trump will have your back.
Unless you like a seven.
Now, he may not always tell you what you want to hear. You may not always agree.
Your kid looks like a retard.
It may not always be politically correct. But when your father's Phil Robertson, I'm used to that, okay?
All right, because your dad supports segregation.
But I'll say this, Donald Trump always tell you the truth as he sees it. And that's why we can trust him to make America great again as our next president. Thank you. God bless you.
Man, that was anticlimactic, huh?
Yeah, it was not that exciting.
From the sitcom Happy Days.
Oh God! Oh God! Here it comes.
You got your music?
Cha-chi. Cha-chi.
You got the music?
Cha-chi.
Thank you for that warm welcome. Thank you so much.
All right, put it down. Let's see.
Oh, I know who this guy is. He was funny in Arrested Development.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Charles Kettles.
Blah blah blah.
This morning,
blah blah blah.
Received the Medal of Honor for his heroism in Vietnam.
It's actually sad.
He's got a flag lapel.
And I want to thank Mr. Trump for asking me to be here tonight. I can't tell you how much of an honor it is to stand up here and talk about a man that I trust with the lives of my family and the health of our country.
Jeez.
What a moron.
America.
Sounds like a cuck.
The greatest country God ever created.
Just your wife in the hands of this guy?
Now,
oh, believe me,
America
he does.
Is an easy place to get to.
Just your wife in the
But
hands.
For you first-time voters, it's important for you to know what it means to be an American. It doesn't mean getting free stuff.
Unless you're a trust fund baby real estate developer. Did you always know this guy was a stupid son?
It never occurred to me
to
think he was smart.
Yeah, I
guess. Losing, failing, succeeding, and sometimes doing the things you don't want to do, including the hard work, in order to get where you want to be. And that's what it means to be an American.
Well, you got to appreciate that the racism still veiled.
But folks, our country right
veiled.
Now is in a very bad spot. You can feel it.
He's learning from Trump
here. And you can see it everywhere. There's no stability. Nothing seems right. And all the things that we hold dear are being attacked every single day. We cannot go down this road anymore. We need to stop. We need Donald Trump
we need to, speak
to
in
fix this.
Greater generalities. And whatever's wrong, we need him to fix.
Now, I don't know what's wrong. That's Donald's
Donald
job
Trump
to figure
Messiah?
Out. But he needs to do it.
No. He's just a man. A man who wants to give back to his country.
Just a very
America.
Troubled person.
The country that has given him everything. A country that has also
Dad
given all of
everything.
Us so much. And now it's time to give back to her. We have a choice in November. We can go for Hillary Clinton.
Whoa.
I agree. Who wants to continue the same policies that are wrecking this country? Policies that make us unsafe. A woman who somehow feels that she's entitled to the presidency. That she somehow owed it.
Tell me about
or
it.
Or we can go for Donald Trump.
a total sociopath.
Donald Trump.
Doing this from the goodness of his heart. A man who knows how to get things done.
That's still Hillary's
says
slogan.
What he means and means what he says.
No.
Hillary Clinton
not really.
Wants to be president for Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump wants to be president for all of us.
Oh. That was like inverse projection.
So, of course, let's make America great again. But let's make America America again.
Sam, can I share with you first thought of the convention so far?
God bless. Go, Trump.
Low energy.
Low energy.
Like, both of these speakers, I mean, I didn't want to be the one to say it, but people out there have been saying that it's boring.
Texas,
it's sad.
Perry.
Let's see if Rick Perry can turn this around. With his, remember, Rick Perry said Donald Trump would destroy the conservative movement.
I feel like the fact that there are people in there, it's on air.
Oh,
and
hold on. Could
happening.
You put up my phone, please? Getting a...
It's impressive.
Hello?
Hello, Cleveland.
I just want to say that when I think of the founding... Hello?
You think of the Founding Fathers? It's Judy Gold, everyone.
When I think of the Founding Fathers, when I think of Washington, Jefferson, Adams...
Scott Baio.
I also think of Chachi. And how much he affected me during my childhood, during Watergate, during the Vietnam War, and... during Iran-Contra, he was so vocal and helpful, and fuck Joni is what all I have to say.
Were you mad because Joni in some way didn't, what? He didn't, she didn't...
I just feel like Joni, you know, Joni left Chachi, and now he's changing the world, and, I mean, Rick Perry is up there. He is fucking brilliant, Rick Perry.
Let's listen to Rick Perry with this. Listen to Rick Perry with this.
Listen to Rick Perry.
Okay. My friend TJ's here, too, and she hates.
And he and I kept in touch over the course of the months through a tour that he had in Iraq and in his return to Texas. And darn if he didn't just show up on our doorstep at the governor's mansion, unannounced.
Who did?
With nowhere else
Chachki.
To go.
Chachi
we welcomed
in Iraq.
Him into our home. We helped him get the care that he needed. And today, he's like a second son. Now, many of you know the battles he fought in Afghanistan. But too few of you know the battles that he and thousands of veterans just like him face when they come home. Tonight, our commitment is this. Making America great again starts by taking care of our veterans.
Really, always managed to make it a throwback.
Focus on the checks clearing first before you get big picture.
White.
The lone survivor, Marcus Luttrell.
They got Perry out of there quick. Like, you have three minutes, man. You're going to introduce somebody, and you're going to get out of there because you're a moron, even by our standards.
This is apparently Rick Perry's second son.
Yeah.
Y'all know I love you. I love coming down here.
Thank you.
Should have made this guy Trump's VP.
I know. This guy served our country.
Thank you.
Look at him.
All right.
USA chance, Judy.
I didn't mean to mock a Navy SEAL. That I did not mean to do. I meant to mock Rick Perry.
Well, I mean, look, there's a lot of Navy SEALs. They don't all necessarily deserve our praise. You know, beyond they're talking outside the capacity of a Navy SEAL.
Stood in front of,
right.
Thank you for the privilege to do that. Really, I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
It's just so low energy so far. I'm struck.
I was fortunate enough in life to be born from a patriotic family. Taught me to love this country and the people who make her up unconditionally.
Oh,
to die for any woman and to fight beside any man without hesitation or hopes of individual achievement. That's the way I was raised, and that's the way I still walk my life.
And shut the fuck up.
For generations, the men and women in my family have served this country proudly, both at home and abroad. My father served in Vietnam, and although he was shamed out of his uniform, it only solidified his resolve to raise his boys, me and my twin brother, to be patriotic and love this country and its people more than we loved ourselves.
Well, I don't think that's a...
Well, Donald definitely loves
the past
10
years of my Navy SEAL career, the first 10 was in combat. Next part of it, I was traveling around the country. State to state, city to city, town to town, armed only with the memories of your bravest fighters and the story of how hard they fought.
Okay, I don't think we need to. I'm not interested in this speech, to be honest with you, with all due respect. Appreciate this guy's service, but doesn't necessarily mean I have to listen to a speech at the Republican convention.
Actually, it does, and that's where you're wrong. And this is why people hate you, Sam.
Now, Judy, how are you dealing with this? I was a little concerned.
You know, I'm so proud to be an American. I don't even know what to say. It's just, I hope the rest of the world is watching. Because I'm just, you know, when Duck Dynasty speaks at a Republican convention, you really know we're having quality people. I mean, that show changed my life, Duck Dynasty.
Well, what did it do? Make it severely, slightly more sad, or what?
I can't move. I can't continue with this Duck Dynasty improv. It's not going anywhere. But I mean, who? I swear to God, who's he going to get next? Like some like, you know, local television person? Does he not see that no one wants to speak at this goddamn convention?
Well, they did get Chachi. I mean, to be fair.
How much do you think Chachi got paid for that? Seriously.
I don't think he got paid anything, but I think his agent probably said, like, look, this is going to be good for you. And it probably, I think at this point.
You know how many people are going to be watching? They're casting right now. They're casting episodic. They can see that you know how to read.
Right.
It's going to be great for your career, Chach.
I think he's definitely, I think it was a good career move. He came off as, I mean, it was, this is very low key. It's a lot more boring than I thought. And
his low energy. Sam.
I mean, I'm starting to get a little concerned about our coverage because boring is the worst place for us to be in terms of this. I mean,
where are the neo-Nazis?
I have to say, I did enjoy Bob Dole. I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, we didn't, you know, Bob Dole, I saw that they interviewed Bob Dole, and Lawyer Matthew texted me. He said that
I think
the only African-American in the building is Bob Dole's nurse.
Really? I think they actually interviewed Bob Dole's corpse. I don't think they actually interviewed Bob Dole.
I'm surprised Bob Dole showed up. Of all the people who stayed away... Guess he just figures what the hell.
But he's like, and he's like old time, like normal Republican. Like he's a normal
ish
Republican.
So he's an
when
asshole
they were,
too.
They actually were normal. But that I, you know what? They should just replay the 60 Minutes interview over and over again.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I mean, Mike Pence, I was just waiting for him to go, you know what? Shut the fuck up, Donald. Just shut your fucking mouth and let me talk, you motherfucker.
I don't think that's in him, Judy.
I don't think he would have been picked if he had that ability.
Right.
Or inclination.
Now, when do you think Ivanka and Jared said, by the way, we're Jewish, and we killed Jesus, so are you okay with that?
I mean, they said that to Pence or to
Pence during their lunch meeting.
I imagine they just talked about Israel.
Pence asked to see if he could check for their horns because he'd never actually met a Jew before, he thought.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, Israel.
Well, he's
down with it for Israel.
So I heard he said, but you have blonde hair. And then she said, no, I converted. And then he said, oh, can I see your pubes? And then... And then she said, you have to say a prayer before you see my pubes.
And then Trump said, isn't she hot? Wouldn't you love to see her pubes, Mike?
And no, then Trump said, honey, I haven't seen your pubes since you got married.
Yeah. Don't forget family values, Ivanka. Come on.
This is really broken
Wait,
down.
Who's coming out right now? Who's coming out right now?
This is Pat Smith. She's from the Gold Star families.
The what? I have no idea.
I think mothers of people who won gold stars.
Oh, I think her child might have been killed in Benghazi. Maybe we should try to hear some of this. If
All
it's
right,
a Benghazi
let's turn this up. I don't know if this is the Benghazi.
Two amazing grandchildren, Samantha and Nathan, now 10 and 11. He was proud to serve his country with the United States Foreign Service. The last time I talked to Sean... The night before the terrorist attack,
this is so ghoulish.
He told me,
yes, mother of Benghazi
I
attack.
Am going to die. All security had been pulled from the embassy, he explained. And when he asked why, he never received a response. Nobody listened. Nobody seemed to care. The very next day, he was murdered by radical Islamic terrorists. To this day, I don't even know why a computer guy like Sean was sent to Benghazi.
Okay, free beers. That's it for you tonight. We continued on with the show because the Republicans continued on with the show. There was Melania Trump, the angry Michael Flynn, more Judy Gold. Andy Kindler showed up, but he had a cold, to be fair. We also had what, Michael? Oh, Cliff Schechter called in? Gosh. And we're recording this late, so we're sort of out of our minds. But if you want to go back and relive the magic, become a member today. Go to jointhemajorityreport.com. Don't forget, help us out by buying your Amazon or Jet.com stuff through our Majority Report kickback link. That's at majorityreportkickback.com. And also justcoffee.coop, fair trade coffee, tea, or chocolate. Use the coupon code MAJORITY, get 10% off. We will be back Tuesday night, approximately 7 p.m. Going to have some other guests maybe in studio and some more shenanigans and hooligans. A lot of GANs tomorrow night. All right, folks.